Can Mark Pope beat some of the big dogs on the recruiting trail? That is going to be the discussion on today's episode of the Wildcats Today podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Stefaniak, writer and editor over at Wildcats Today, joined as always by my co-host, Carson Nash. Carson, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. You know, it's a Thursday, almost Friday. The week's gone by pretty fast. I'm feeling great.
What are we getting into this weekend? Anything interesting?
Gotta go to Keeneland. Gotta bet on some horse racing this weekend for sure.
Are you actually gonna bet on a horse, or are you gonna be just a stand there?
You know, I've been betting on beer recently because I know what I get with that.
You never lose with that. You always win.
Yeah,
you always win. I've been betting on beer and horses. Yeah, this weekend I'll probably keep that trend going. But So before we get into this, play sad music. Cue sad music. Reed Shepherd has declared.
Goodbye, my friend.
There he is. Reed Shepherd has declared for the NBA draft. And listen, I say sad. I mean proud and happy for Reed Shepherd. Everybody here loves Reed Shepherd. We're proud of him. Hate to see him go because he was a beast. He was fun to watch. He's a great human being, but proud of him. Excited to see what his future holds in the NBA. Carson, thoughts on old Reed?
Yeah. So his last win at Kentucky was a win over the Volunteers. So that makes it much sweeter, you know, to go out and ruin their senior night and play as good as he did. So, of course, everyone's super happy for Reed Shepherd. Yeah. And many knew that he probably wasn't going to come back. So I'm going to root for that kid's continued success in the NBA. He's a great person. He's a better person than he is an athlete. Yes, so he has my full support, and I wish nothing but the best for Reed Shepherd.
Agreed. So best of luck, Reed. We're all rooting for you. So the conversation we're going to have today, we have a list of players that Kentucky has reached out to in the portal. In a minute, we're going to run through those names, give our thoughts. Where do we stand? How do we feel about it? But first, we need to have this conversation. A lot of these players that we're going to discuss, the big dogs are after them. The big dogs are after these guys. Like Cal at Arkansas, you got Hurley at UConn, you've got Duke, you've got North Carolina. The big dogs want these recruits, and Pope's got his, you know, foot in the ring trying to get them too. Can he win recruiting battles head-to-head with some of the best programs and best coaches in college basketball? That is going to be what his tenure at Kentucky comes down to. So, Carson, I mean, what are your thoughts on that question statement?
Yeah, so, I mean, we're definitely going to have to recruit quality guys. Yeah. I don't know if you should be flattered by, like, all their numbers and stars as much, because Pope's more of, like, a – analytic coach. He's like more X's and O's, so I think he's trying to find players that best fit his system as well as being great at basketball. So
Moneyball.
I mean Cal was here, you know, we're used to five stars, best, crazy athleticism, gonna be great NBA players. But Coach Pope is gonna sit down and kind of analyze, is this kid actually going to fit the system that we play? And I think that's gonna play out more than like, hey, let's go get AJ Store, you know, he just committed to Kansas. Let's go get him. Like, but he might not fit our system. So you got to take the good and the bad, and you got to be relaxed about it, because you never really know with Coach Pope.
Yeah, I'm with you. But like you said, that is going to be what this comes down to. You have to recruit. I'm all in on analytics. I'm all in on Moneyball. I'm all in on all this stuff. I'm excited about it, but you still got to have the Jims and Joes. You got to have the guys. It's great that you have a ton of coaches who can coach. That's exciting. That's a good thing. But you still got to get the guys. So if you get the guy, so think about this. We've had the guys. We haven't had the coach. You know what I mean? When it comes to X's and O's. Now we've got the coach, X's and O's wise. If you get the guys, this could happen. Let's call a spade a spade. He was good at BYU. You can't get super awesome players at BYU. You just can't. And he was good. So if he can recruit, that's going to be what it comes down to. Ladies and gentlemen, at Utah Valley, at BYU, you're not recruiting five-star players. You're just not. You are recruiting guys who are willing to play there. Right? You know what I mean? Like, for lack of a kinder way to say it. So now you are recruiting. You have to be able to recruit. If you recruit the guys, he'll have the talent. If he can recruit, he has the talent, Coach Pope does, coaching-wise, to win a lot of basketball games. So That's where my head's at on this. You got to recruit. You got to beat the top dogs. You got to put Cal. You got to put Hurley. You got to put Schreier at Duke. You got to put is it Hubert Davis? Is the guy in North Carolina? You got to put these guys in a locker. You got to beat them one on one. If you can do that and win these recruiting battles, you're going to be a good basketball team. So that is the key to me. So Carson, any other thoughts on that conversation before we start running through some of these players?
No, yeah, you definitely want to get the best Jimmys and Joes, but I think the Jimmys and Joes have to fit your X's and O's.
Yes, yes.
That's what I'm saying. So you're going to want the best possible players that can run it the best way possible.
Clip that. Clip that. Clip that. Yeah, that's going to be a rap bar. Clip that. All right. So I'm with you on that. But let's get into these players. The first one that I'm really stoked about, and I think there's a little bit of heat behind this. How much? I don't know, but there's definitely heat, is Jeremy Roach. And Jeremy Roach is a guy who, you know, you look at the numbers, 14 points a game last year for Duke, 2.5 rebounds, 3.5 assists, shot 42.9% from three, which was his best season from three during his time at Duke. He's a veteran guard. He can shoot. He can pass. 6'2", 180 pounds. He can do everything that Coach Pope wants a player to do. So, Carson, what are your thoughts on Jeremy Roach? You in or out?
Yeah, I'm in. I like Jeremy Roach. I think he would fit very well, and he's very talented. He's only gotten better at Duke as a three-point shooter and just a player overall. But I think he's a great candidate to run this offense. I think you get a veteran, like Andrew said it, and that's big. I mean, of course, this team's probably going to be one of our oldest teams we've had. Yeah, but
ever.
Jeremy Roach would be a great pickup for us. I would be really excited about the fact of him running this offense.
I'm with you. And hey, I always say a 21-year-old freshman will do that for you when it comes to having an older team. We'll talk about Colin Chandler in a little bit, speaking of 21-year-old freshman. But my next guy, this is my guy, because he can tear it up shooting the tray. And that is Kobe Bray, Bray, I think, whatever, from Dayton. 11.1 points per game last year, 3.8 rebounds, 1.2 assists, and he shot 49.8% from three, which is, you know, I mean, that'll work. We'll take it.
All so right.
Thoughts on this kid, Carson?
Yeah, I really like him. If I were to pick one person in the transfer portal that I would pick, like, that I want the most, it would be this kid, because I think he fits this offense the best, and I think he's an elite shooter.
And he's 6'6". I didn't say that. 6'6".
Yeah, he's That'll a work. Big kid.
That'll play.
So I think that would be a huge pickup.
I'm with you. I like this kid a lot. He's a great player. And he's going to get the Kansas phone calls. And he's going to get all these phone calls. But he, you know, what Coach Pope has to do is sell his system. Hey, dude, watch this tape. Watch this. And I was doing this at BYU. You can come be a part of it here at Kentucky.
His team was top five in three-point attempts, I think, last year.
They're number two. They were number two.
Yeah, exactly.
And they were number four in assists. We move the ball. We shoot the ball. Come be a part of it, man. You're one of the best shooters in college basketball. It shouldn't be a hard sell.
Crazy, though? We were such a good three-point shooting team, yet we weren't even top 50 in attempts.
Yeah. Like, I will turn on the tape and say, hey, watch this. And then say, why would you not want to come here? That is what you do for Bray if you're Mark Pope. So the next guy I've got here is an interesting one. It is Amari Williams, the big man from Drexel, the Drexel Dragons. Carson, I know you love Dragons. And a kid that last year, 12.2 points per game, 7.8 rebounds, 1.9 assists. He 6'10", 265 pounds. He's from Nottingham. How do you say it? Nottingham. Yeah, England. Shot 51% from the field, 33% from three last year, 65% at the charity stripe. I mean, once again, another dude who can play basketball. He actually has a visit set up. I believe it's this weekend. We might see him again. But
I will add this. One of the other targets I think we're going to talk about later, great Osabor, they played together in England.
Mm-hmm.
So they know each other pretty well. But I think this kid's elite. He won, I think he's 2-time defensive player of the year, maybe 3 in his conference. After watching some film, he's a great passer. And so I think he fits the role. Like he can screen. He's huge. Yeah. He's a big boy. And I would love to have him on this team. And there's a lot of talk about the Ali Khalifa guy that played at BYU. Mm-hmm. I don't know how well he would fare against SEC competition.
He's like just because he's kind of.
He's not as athletic.
But you, you know what I mean? Like
he's not a rebounder as much. I think this kid's like a way more elite version of that Ali Khalifa kid. So I would take this kid in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. So the next name we got here is Aiden Mahoney, a kid. He played at St. Mary's last year. Let me pull up his numbers. He is quickly became a super hot name in the portal. 13.9 points per game, 2.6 assists, 2.6 rebounds. He shot 35.5% from three, but he averaged a nice amount of threes per game. He was shooting about 6.9 threes per game. So it was a solid amount of threes per game. That, you know, I'll take a kid shooting 36% at if you're shooting 6.9 a game. I mean, that's a lot of threes. So another perfect fit for this system. 6'3" guard, kid from California, 180 pounds. Showed up in the big moments in the WCC championship against Gonzaga. He had 23 points. He shot 71% in that game from three. I mean, a kid who was another perfect fit for Coach Pope's system. And he entered recently in Kentucky. Boom, right on that. So what are your thoughts on this kid?
Yeah, this kid's a no-brainer. This kid is elite. I was watching some film on him today. And he comes off screens. He shoots pull-up three-pointers. He can beat people off the dribble. People are realizing that. He's a really good passer. So I think his only weakness might be on the defensive end, but he is 6'3", so he's a bigger build. Like he's not small. So I really like this kid. And of course every big school's after this guy. So I guess we'll see on him. There hasn't been a bunch of information that's leaked out on him, but
yeah, he's pretty weird in the portal.
Yeah, I would like to see him at least come in for a visit because I think he would flourish in this offense.
Agreed. Agreed. So the next name that I've got here is Baba Miller from Florida State. An interesting kid. Let me pull up his numbers. This is one of those, like, I'm going to read you the numbers and you're going to go like, okay, watch the tape, man. This dude can hoop. I don't know what, I mean, really, he is moves with the basketball well, 6'11", 204 pounds. But this dude is like doing like behind. I mean, this dude dribbles like nothing I've ever seen. 7.6 points per game, 4.9 rebounds, 1.4 assists. But this is a kid. I won't tell you much. I'll tell you this. Go watch the tape. And the last thing I'll say about him before I let you go, Carson, is he has a couple crystal balls to Kansas State. I feel like maybe he could commit to Kansas State at any point. But he also might. You know, hey, Kentucky called. I want to see what's going on here before he makes that decision. But this is a kid that any minute could pull the trigger and commit to Kansas State. But thoughts on this guy?
Yeah, I'm going to piggyback what you said. You know, stats don't always show everything. I mean, if you pull up a Duke Diero stats, I'm sure they're not going to jump off the page at you. And I would love to have a do back. So this kid's a freak athlete. He's a hooper, just like you said. Yeah, he does have some crystal balls to Kansas State, so who knows there. But I would like to see him at least come in for a visit again. I think he's more the athletic type, and you're going to need some of those guys to combat, like, Mark's system just because you're going to have some guys that aren't going to be able to defend as well. So you're going to need some length and defense. So I like this kid.
I do too. So the next kid, there's no stats for him. His name is Chris Parker. He was a 4-star, went to Bama last year as a freshman, redshirted. He was listed as a recruit at 6'6". Now he's listed at 6'9". So he had a growth spurt. He came in as a wing, averaged like 25 and 14 in high school. I mean, you watched more tape on him than I did because I wasn't going to watch high school. I watched a little bit of high school tape, but not a ton. I mean, what are your
They had released practice highlights. Yeah.
So what do you think about this kid? Like, he has no stats, no numbers. It's just you watch the tape. What do you think?
On the tape, I saw a lot of athleticism. He was beating people off the dribble, taking it to the rack strong. And he did have – he shot some threes as well. I mean, it was like a two-minute clip, so there wasn't a ton of stuff you could see. But he's a freak athlete. And so we do have to fill a roster. So if you're going to take a chance on somebody, you might as well take it on someone who grew 3 inches and is very, very athletic.
Exactly. You're right about that. So interesting name to monitor. The next guy I got here is a guy I like a lot. I believe, if unless I'm mixing him up, let me double check, but he's a smaller guard, but his name is David Coit from NIU, averaged 20.8 points per game last year for the Huskies of Northern Illinois in DeKalb, big DeKalb fan. 3.2 rebounds, which is pretty impressive for a 5'11 dude. I'll give you that. 3.4 assists, shot 33.7% from deep. But, I mean, 24th best points per game average in college hoops. You can't deny it. 5'11 guy, not huge. What are your thoughts on this kid?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't watched any tape or anything on this guy. But what you're telling me, I mean, he sounds like a small guard that can score. The only thing that worries me a little bit is his transition to the SEC.
Yeah.
But anybody that can score, anyone that can average 20 points a game, I mean, you got to be doing something right. So
he had 14 points against Marquette. I just pulled that up. I'm trying to look. He had 12 points against Northwestern. Anything else? That's really his two big schools he played. He had 13 against Illinois State and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. So 27 points against an Appalachian State team that wasn't all that bad. So I mean, the numbers aren't lying on this kid. I like him. I watched a little bit of tape.
I like the 3.4 assist. I like that.
Yeah.
I like the rebounding too. He averaged over three rebounds.
Little guard. Yeah. You take that.
Yeah.
So
means he has heart.
Yeah. No. So I like him. He's a kid. I he fits the system. He can shoot. And the 34% from three, once again, when you're shooting a lot
that's when you're the guy on the team and you're taking every shot.
Up eight a game. Like, you know what I mean? It's hard. Mm-hmm. If you're shooting 40%, jacking up eight a game, power to you, but it's hard to do that. So, here you go. You ready? A little Wildcats today. Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Drum roll. Hit me. The Khalifa guy you're talking about just committed to Louisville.
I knew that was going to happen.
Yeah. So there's your breaking news. There's your live
breaking news.
Live action, baby. Whee!
Wow.
The last guy, and I'll let you talk about him. I haven't written about him yet. I guess I need to. But tell me about this Osabor kid, the great Osabor from Utah State. 17.7 points per game, 9 rebounds. Damn. 2.8 assists, 6'8", 250, also from England. Not a great 3-point shooter. I don't know how many he shot. He shot 21%, so maybe we'll stay away from that.
He's more of a physical. He can put the ball on the floor. He reminds me a lot of like Adu. He can put the ball on the floor. He's a good defender, a great rebounder. He played with that kid that we talked about earlier in England.
Yeah.
There's been talks that they've been talking to this kid. I would like to see him bring him in because, like I said, I think you're going to need some guys that bring physicality to this team.
Yeah.
And he would be a great.
He's a thick old boy.
Yeah.
He's 250.
Cause you're going to have, so the center that we talked about is 270. This kid's 250. So, and they're both athletic. So I would love that. We haven't seen that in a while. We're used to Aaron Bradshaw, 195 pounds.
Yeah. 7'11", 6 pounds.
Two more players. 17.7 again, you know, that's a lot of points. Yeah,
you take that. So we got two more players to talk about. One is a high school recruit, one is a commit. So tell me about Liam McNeely. It sounds like last night Coach Pope had a video conference with him. You know, once again, big dogs are at him, you know, but this dude can hoop. This dude's a really good player. I want him bad. Where do you think we stand? Thoughts on McNeely?
Yeah, I would say we're close to the top of his list. I'd say we'd probably be in the finalists. And I'll tell you what, I know Kansas was on there. They're probably out of the running now since they got AJ Storr, so that could only help us. But I really like McNeely. And I mean, Kentucky was probably in on him too before Pope was even coach. I think we could have got him when Cal was here.
So Cal's on him now too. So that's
Cal's on him now too. But I mean, talk about a kid that definitely fits the system. I mean, if you watch the McDonald's game or even the scrimmage or any of that stuff, you saw what he does. He shoots the ball. He loves to shoot the ball, and he's a taller kid. I think he's around like 6'7". He's a bigger frame.
Yeah.
But he's a really elite scorer and shooter. So I think he would be perfect, and it would be huge for Pope to land him over Cal to start off the rivalry.
Yeah. Dunk on him.
But it would be good optics. It would be good optics if we landed him over Arkansas for sure.
Rupp in a dunk cam. Hoops here. Oh, that, you know, you just remember that? People go the wrong way. I love that. That was my favorite thing to watch. But okay. Last player, and it is the recent Kentucky commit, Colin Chandler, the 27-year-old freshman. I'm kidding. He did a mission trip. So he committed to Coach Pope at BYU. He's a member of the 21 class or 22? 21 class.
I think it was 21. I think you're right. Maybe 22. I don't know.
I think it was 22. Because that would make sense. 22, 2 years, 24. So I think
it was 22. You're probably right.
But boy, I believe in the 24/7 sports composite rankings for that class, he was ranked as the 33rd best player. He was
ranked ahead of Sky Clark.
Yeah, there you go. So and my quick thoughts, this dude can hoop. My concern, what has he been doing for 2 years? I don't know anything about this. I don't know. I think at BYU, you have to take a mission trip as part of it. But, like, yeah. I'm not saying, oh, he's not good anymore. But I am saying, like, what has he been doing? Has he been main? How's he been training? He could hoop. Can he still hoop? Obviously, he didn't lose it. I'm just saying, like, what is that looking like? That's my concern. So, Carson, what are your thoughts on this kid?
Yeah, I mean, based off his film, he looks incredible. Really, really good. He honestly reminds me of Reed Sheppard. I do believe that.
He's got those quick hands.
Yeah, he's very good defensively, and that's what excites me because, of course, you can score on high school talent as much as you want if you're going to be one of these good recruits. But the defense is really the aspect that excites me when I watch some of these films. But this kid's elite. And I think that he, you know, 2 years, it's going to be tough. I don't know if he was working out, if he was even shooting basketballs. But he's definitely not going to lose it. Like, you don't just lose that skill. He might be more of a project. It might click for him more next year. But, I mean, he's a great piece to add to start off the roster. So I really like it. And if you haven't watched him, go watch some of his highlights because he's really elite.
Yeah. That's my thoughts here. So I feel pretty good about it. Carson, any other thoughts before we call it a day?
I don't got anything else.
Yeah, cool. All right, well, that's going to do it for today's episode of the Wildcats Today podcast. If you haven't already, hit that subscribe button, hit the like button. It really does help the show. Appreciate y'all tuning in. Really means a lot. Maybe we'll see everybody at Keeneland. Be a fun weekend. Appreciate
we're
y'all
almost
tuning
at
in.
700. Get us over 700.
Yeah, we're almost there. Appreciate it. So keep hitting that button. It helps a ton. And then, we'll when commits start coming in, more portal news, we'll have shows here for you. So appreciate everybody being here. Everybody have an outstanding weekend, and we will see you next time.